just in case. Okay, so today, is today the 19th, I think?
Yeah.
Or 29th, okay, July 19th, 2017. Lesson number three called Rolling to Sit with Elbows. So please lie on your back. And as you're on your back, begin to check in and notice the contact that you're making with the floor. Hi, Lori. Notice how your shoulder blades are resting, your buttocks, cheeks are resting. For those of you that haven't been here for a while, we've been putting dots right where the center of the buttock cheeks are, and then dots in the center of the shoulder blades, and then we've been connecting the dots with lines, which creates a rectangle. And this rectangle is basically what we call your trunk, right? And another part of this lesson is really understanding how important the strength and mobility of your trunk is. So when you don't have adequate strength and mobility in your trunk, what do you go to use? Extremities. That means your arms and your legs. That's what leads to wrist, shoulder, neck, ankle, knee, and hip issues, right? So our trunk, this area from your buttocks up to your shoulder blades, is so important. Two things, strength, but flexibility and mobility, right? And then your extremities, arms and legs, carry out the activity or motion that you're doing. But they shouldn't be the part required for strength. So it's just for something for you to think about through the lesson. So with this rectangle, just notice if there's anything peculiar about it. One shoulder higher or lower? Is one side of the rectangle longer than the other? Right, so just what do you observe and notice about yourself this morning and the way that you're lying on the floor? And then in the center of this rectangle, right, lies your spine. So observe and notice how your spine is resting on the floor. What parts are touching, what parts are raised. And then draw your awareness and attention to your breath and breathing. Right, so this is a really important aspect of working with our trunk and our core. The tendency for us is to stop breathing when we start to work our core, or engage is a better word, engage our core. So throughout the lesson, have in your awareness, in your thought, that as you're engaging your core, you're still able to breathe freely. So there's no control about your breath, just allow your breath to exist. You don't need to change it, you don't need to fix it, you just want to make sure you're still inhaling and you're still exhaling. And then lastly, let's have you go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, observing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Go slow, right? So if you go really fast, you can't observe anything. You do anything fast and you can't observe anything. That's it. And just notice what the quality's like. Okay, so from here, we're going to start with your legs long. And we're going to do one of the most simple movements that you can do, and we've done it before, to get the core engaged. Get your core engaged, I should say. So just to help maybe you feel this, you might want to take one of your hands, whether you're right-handed or left-handed, or both of your hands, and put them down on the lowest part of your belly. So really where like the belly button and pubic bone area is, so that you can feel the engagement. So that's what where you want to feel. And you're going to start to lift your head as if you were going to look towards your feet. And the moment that you lift your head, you should feel the core tighten, engage, and the next important part is that you're sinking closer to the floor. Now some people, hi there, some people, their belly will want to push out. And this is a really important thing to notice right now from the get-go. So there's nothing wrong with you if you're one of those people. What it means is that you're used to using your back through extension. And believe it or not, I'm one of those people. I had to work very hard to learn this. So you want to arch and use your back, your extensors, instead of using the core. So if you feel like you want to push the hands away instead of pulling in, really become aware of that, and then mentally, before you lift your head, you think of the muscles pulling in first. So you have to learn it a little bit. So I'm doing this right now so that the whole lesson goes smoothly. So if you don't get this one piece right now, you won't get the whole lesson. So are there any questions? Is it clear for everyone? Is everyone feeling the engagement? Okay? So the more that you lift your head, the higher you lift your head, your shoulders start to come up, you're looking at your feet. You feel the engagement go all the way up right underneath to your sternum. That's how long your core is. Okay? That's how long your front abdominal, it's called the rectus muscle, is, because I had to have surgery. I ripped the whole thing. So they had to sew it up from the base of my sternum to my pubic bone. And that's why it was so weak, is because it was fully ripped, and that's why I learned to go to my back, because I didn't have it. Everybody got that? Are we good? Now, I would like you to do it just a couple more times and draw the awareness to your breath and your breathing, right? So see, are you holding your breath? So you should lift your head on the exhale. And when you put your head back down, just take a nice breath in. Find your ease, and then engage the core again. Excellent. Okay, good. Let's rest. Let's pause for a moment. Yeah, so back to that daughter of mine, right? She's the one that created the rip and the rectus muscle. She's been causing problems since birth. No, I love her dearly, right? What would we do without our children? And Lori here, grandchildren, right? I don't think your life is, you can't even compare what life is like without children. This is your daughter? Wonderful. Right? Okay, so now what we're going to do this time is you're going to bend your knees and you're going to bring your feet to standing. Okay? So what this does is this really kind of takes the lower back out of the equation, right? So your back is flatter now. Okay? And you want to keep it flatter. And you're now going to interlace your hands and place them behind your head. And again, we're going to lift your head. And as you do, your elbows are folded towards the ceiling. You lift on the exhale. Again, looking towards the space in between your knees, right? So you're not looking to the ceiling, but you're looking forward, I'm going to say, towards the space in between your knees. So again, what you should feel is the lower back sinking down. You should feel your whole rib cage and chest folding and compressing, and the core muscles all engaging. It's called the rectus muscle. Yes? When you lower your head back down, just take a pause and a breath in. So again, notice if you want to go to your lower back. Do you want to arch it or can you keep it rounded? And the other thing to become aware of is that you're not engaging your neck muscles. So Lori, I'm going to really watch you and work with you. So remember, your eyes are going towards your knees. Your chin slightly comes towards your chest, right? So if you're keeping your head rigid, you're using your neck muscles. And hands are behind your head, never your neck. Let's see if you can fold a little, nope, fold a little bit more like that. And then lift there and let this, yeah. So that now you look right there, yeah. Okay. That's better. Does that feel a little different? Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay, let's let that go and rest. Legs long, arms long. So what's your lovely daughter's name here?
Bess.
Bess, hi, welcome. So legs long, arms long, and let's just see how things are feeling. Okay, let's bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time you're going to keep your right arm along your side on the floor, palm down. So often what this means is your elbow, your right elbow is bent out a little wider, right? So that it's easy to have your palm down. So bend your elbow a little bit out, a little bit more. So the elbow's a little bit more away from your waist, a little bit more, there you go. Okay, now you're going to turn your face to the right. So first turn your face to the right and you're going to keep it that way. You're now going to take your left hand and arm and you're going to bring it behind your head and wrap over your head. So your left hand gets a hold of your whole head and your hand is on your right ear. Feels very strange. And you're now going to lift your head using this left arm and guiding your right elbow or your left elbow towards your right knee. Right? So lift your head. So knees are bent. There you go. So think of lifting your head. Yeah, not sideways. There you go. So think of this has to do with your spine. So we want to twist in your spine, not in your head. Yeah, so your right arm is by your side. The elbow is slightly bent out and the palm down because eventually what you're going to do is you're going to feel as that left elbow comes towards the right knee, weight starts to come onto the right elbow and the right palm. Who asked the question?
Me.
Huh?
My right arm actually comes up.
Right, that's a defect. I had to say that because it's the same back here with Kathy. She wants to do the same thing. And what that tells you
is your extremities.
Is how much you use your extremities. Okay? Right? So you've been using that forearm and elbow a lot. So many of you, it pops up. Yeah, hello, computer. Right? So you want to press it down. And each time you lift a little bit higher, that's it, right? Thinking that maybe that left elbow would touch someday the right knee. It's just a direction. Whenever I use language like that, is for you to orientate yourself, right? Because you can technically lift your elbow and it could be pointed to the left knee. It could be pointed to the right knee. You could point it, you know, just straight to the ceiling, which we're going to get to. Okay, rest. Legs long and rest. How's everyone doing with their neck? Okay, so yeah, so anybody else hard on the neck? So we'll really make sure when we do the other side that you're holding your head correctly. So this time, right, you're going to have the left arm by your side, right? So I gave you all the cues, so you should have an idea where it should be positioned. You're going to bend both knees again. Feet are standing. So remember, don't bring the arm behind your head yet. You got to turn your face first. And I know this is hard, right? So your face is all the way over to the left. Then you take your right arm, and it comes up and kind of behind and around. And it gets a hold of, if you get really flexible like I am in the shoulder and stuff, I can even grab my part of my chin, right? So it's like a triangular shape that you're making behind your head to support your head, right? And there's very little effort. Okay, now you're going to lift your head on the exhale. You're going to fold. Remember your core. Did we lose sight of that? And we're going to bring the right elbow towards the left knee. And what's so important about this is that you're twisting your rib cage, right? That trunk. And for some of you, you really need this twist. Really good. That's it, Lori. How are you doing?
Oh, I don't have this at all. This is perfect.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And relax your neck. Easy, Lynn. So don't go so far that your pelvis wobbles. Remember, lift on the exhale. Feel the core. That's it. Okay, and let's rest it all. We'll take a longer rest. So you weren't feeling good again, your tummy.
It only lasted a few hours. It must have been something late.
Mm. It started, though, over at the trip, too.
Oh,
that's okay. Okay, so now we're going to try, like I said, we're going to work with the direction of the ceiling. So let's have you bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let's keep the left arm by your side. We'll continue with the right arm. So instead of behind your head now, your right arm comes towards the ceiling. So straight arm, fingertips towards the ceiling, okay? And just imagine, again, I like to create cues for you. Right, these cues are images that you create in your mind and thought, and they are so potent because that is what signals through your nervous system for the muscles to engage. Your thought is everything. It's not so much carrying out the action. So you're going to think that you're reaching towards the ceiling as if you're going to reach above you and diagonally over, and you feel the shoulder come up. And then eventually, when the shoulder lifts, you're going to have to lift your head. So this becomes very important, right? And this is going to tell you a lot about you. It's finding the timing of lifting your head. So those of you that have had neck issues, you're going to delay it. And you're going to let your head hang back too much. Okay? No good. Okay? So once the shoulder comes up, boom, lift the head. Chin kind of into your chest, but your eyes are still up to the ceiling. So you don't let your head hang back. If you want to look at me for a minute, right? Right, so you're reaching, and this is the motion goes with the arm. You don't do this. You don't let the head hang back and get stiff here. Oh my God, that's so hard on the neck. And if you're not sure what you're doing, do it the incorrect way. When you feel how miserable it is, you'll go, oh my gosh, are there people that really do that? Yes, the answer is yes. And it's probably at least 50% who do not know how to engage their core, because it's the core that lifts the head, not your neck muscles. And I can say this because there's not any men in here, but it's like in particular the men with the rather large belly, they can't engage their core at all. So then they often have lower back and neck issues. That's it. So reach and then just feel. That's it, Corinne. Right? Feel how the neck and the head come along for the ride. And then do you notice that you're putting weight on the right elbow? Start with the right elbow and then the right forearm. That's it. And so for you, that's perfect. And then lift your head a little bit more. There. There. And then you're there. So see if you can come all the way up onto your elbow. What?
You said right.
Oh, I meant left. The other right.
Yeah.
So we're twisting
again. You're twisting again. So the ribs are twisting again. Do you know how much you twist all day long? Right? You're going to twist when you go downstairs and get in your car. And then you twist to get out of your car. And you twist to get back in your car. Right? You twist to get things out of the trunk. You twist to get things out of the back seat. You twist to make the bed. That's it. So try to come all the way up so that you're on the elbow and the entire forearm. And just pause there. Right? Trust it. Beautiful. Trust it. You can be there. Up, up, up. No, you're not up. Up, 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 up. Do you know where your elbow is? That's your elbow. Right? Get up on your elbow. Is that hard?
It's hard.
Well, there.
Hard once I'm there.
Once you're there, yeah.
I have trouble doing this. And I don't know if it's my pelvis.
Nope, it's because feel what you're doing with that arm. You got your you're like this.
Yeah,
that's not a way that you can come up. It's got to be like here. Here. Still too out too far. So your whole thing is finding the position to support you. There. Figure it out. Okay. Rest.
See, I can't even lower myself down. I just kind of fall.
Well, it's a combination of core and, yeah, so this is important. There you go. And then use the elbow. Use the elbow. Reach. Don't hold your breath. Slow. Rest. So everybody rest. How are we doing? That's hard, huh? That was a hard movement? Okay, we'll make it a little easier and then we'll come back to hard. How's that? So what's going to make it a little bit easier is to have your legs straight. So if you remember what I said earlier, when the knees are bent, right, it takes your lower back out of it. So this time, keep your legs straight. And let's just, for the sake of it, go to the other side, right? So that means the left arm's to the ceiling. Have your legs comfortably spread a little bit apart, right? Just loosey-goosey. But you'll feel your lower back will want to arch a little bit, right? It's going to want to help a little bit. So we're going to let it help because you learned something. So reach with the arm, lift the head, and slowly come up onto the right forearm. And then you go back down. Lori, spread your feet a little bit apart. Yeah, let those legs be relaxed. Now, is this easier for some of you? No, indifferent?
Yeah.
If you're not sure, then bend your knees and try it with your knees bent. It's harder, right? Because with your knees bent, you're absolutely forced to use your core. When your legs are long, you can access the lower back, right? It's amazing, right? Nobody explains most of these things to you. So this is what the awareness is about. So ideally, I'd like you to be able to do both positions with the same amount of effort, right? So that's why we do both positions. So I let you use the lower back a little bit, and then you learn to take it out. And you can use it again, and you take it out. See, why it's so hard for you, Lynn, is that you're so, we worked on this, but you're so, you've tucked under for so long that you're over flexed, right?
So I should use my back more?
So in your situation, yes, you need more extension. See, and especially to come up, so there's this place. Lean on the hand and the elbow. There, right there. And then the belly comes forward now. Ah. Yeah. And then you start to round back. And right there you could pause and then push the belly out. Push. Yes. You've been pregnant.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the next piece. We'll just move the lesson in different directions. No problem. Legs long, because this is an important piece. Come up with your arm again. So let's stay with the same arm a little longer, right? So you come up, right? Bring yourself up onto that forearm, right? So at the last bit when you sit up, your belly has to come forward. Then you do involve the extensors. And then you're going to slowly go back. And this is so potent because when you start to go back, you feel the flexion and you need strength. Then just come to the elbow, come up and push forward and grow tall. And just do that section. Beautiful, Lori.
Yeah, right here.
Just to the elbow. Relax. Yes, so just go to your elbow and then push the belly out. Push, push, arch, arch, arch. There you go. And now round and go to the elbow and forearm. And then arch and come up. And then... my darling, this lady's so sweet. So see if you can let this arm go, right? Back to my earlier comment, this whole lesson is about how do you work your core instead of your extremities. So the arm, I'll go around to all of you, the arm that you're reaching with should be light, easy, effortless. Some of you have the death grip going on, right? I mean, right? You're ready to punch somebody in the arm, you know, face. That's it. Right? It's doing nothing. It's just moving in space, reaching. But what's allowing it to reach, go back and rest. Everybody rest, right? What's allowing the arm to reach is what? The trunk and core, right? So the arm should be super relaxed. But when that arm is super tight, it means that you've defaulted into using the extremity instead of your core. You good? And then you have all these problems in the arms. And it's not about the arm. It's your inability to use your core. Does that make sense? I'm partly teaching this. This gentleman's going to laugh when he listens to this lesson. Sweetest man I met on Monday, Jay. He'll laugh because now he'll hear his name. But I'm kind of gearing this whole lesson for him. So he lives in Shanghai, and he's been listening to my lessons over there. And so he was here in Park City and wanted to have a private with me, which was such an honor, right? It's like, wow, people even in Shanghai are listening to me. It's really, really was special. But this was his biggest thing. Like, he's really fit and athletic, you know, older gentleman, our age, right? But super in good shape, but he keeps on hurting all the extremities. And I wasn't sure if the lesson that I gave him made sense because I so worked on his trunk. His spine, like where things, his core, should be happening so that he doesn't default into the extremities. Are we making sense? Let's go back and try the other side, okay? So let's keep your legs long, reach the right arm to the ceiling, and what I'd like you to do is come all the way up so that you're leaning on your left elbow to your hand, and once you're there, we're going to play this little game where you just go a little bit back to the elbow, right, and hand, and then come up. So the moment you start to go back, as you watch Lynn, she rounds. The core is kicking in. And then when she comes off the elbow up to the hand and reaches, the belly's out. You arch. And then can you breathe? Right? Some of you are holding your breath. Relax. See how much work you're doing here? Okay, come up. So the other thing, your position of your elbow. So once you're up on your elbow should be right under the shoulder. Some of you have it too far out, too far behind you. Get it? That's it. And then round. Feel that core. Engage the core. That's what holds you up. Now feel how you tense your hand. For no reason. Stop the tension in your hand and create it in your core. And now come up again. And do it again. Create it in your core. Let this relax. Let it go. Right? It doesn't have to do that. Okay? Right? I mean, this is... I hope you guys can appreciate this. This is so incredibly potent.
It really is.
It is so potent. I mean, it's like, why do we rush off to other things? For her, if she gets this, her whole life will change.
It needs to.
Mine does too.
I'm a cancer survivor. So I had liver surgery and colon surgery. So I have...
There you
but
go.
I'm working on it.
So you guys, this is everything for her. There you go. So if we just take this, like we don't even have to continue on, but we will because you don't want to get bored. But it really, this is where I really learned this work. I would take one thing like this and sometimes work on it for a week till I got it. It's that important. It's that important. And what it's about is just taking your time, like right now, as I'm talking, in the last 30 seconds, her nervous system has just changed like this. She's letting go. She's getting it. It doesn't mean repeat it 50,000 times. It means be present. Do you feel that? You feel the softness? It's getting softer. Her arm has let go 75% in the last 30 seconds. So it's finding with yourself something like this that is so important, and you hang out with it to create the change. We're just impatient. We rush off to the next thing, and we miss the whole point. I don't know, what's the hurry? Right? Got another day. We got loads of time. And actually, it didn't take that long, did it? It took 30 seconds for her, in her brain, to tell those muscles, they don't need to do this anymore. It really didn't take that long. The piece that's missing for all of us is awareness. And it's getting harder and harder. Okay, which arm do you want to raise? Which side do you feel like you need to work on? Should we go to the other one? Lori, my sweet, I love this lady. I've got to get those little legs. You like to pull them in. Spread them apart. It makes it easier. So come up onto the other side, right? And I'm going to give you a little time here to play with yourself, right? For you to ask these questions. For you to guide yourself. For you to take the time to improve. Okay, so I want you, instead of leaning forward, Lori, I want you to press that belly out. So go back a little bit. Yeah. Let's just go right to there. I want you to, yes. Feel what you just did with your neck that time. Mm-hmm. And now push that belly out. Come on. You had kids, right? And this is what we've worked on. And then, yes, soften. Feel that neck soften. That was beautiful. Belly. Right, pretty soon you realize it doesn't even matter about the arm that's on your side. You're hardly leaning on it, right? Because what's doing the work? Beautiful. The core, right? The arms are insignificant. Beautiful. Okay, let's lie down and rest. Yeah, so especially if we've gone through surgeries and different things that have disrupted our core, it's even more critical to get it back into place, right? And that's probably almost everyone in here. A lot of us have had surgeries in here, right? Notice your breath and your breathing. So I'm going to describe the next movement. So we're going to now bring both arms up, okay? And once both arms are up, we're going to rotate, right? So we'll start reaching with the right arm, and as you do, the left arm will come down to lean on. You'll come all the way up to sitting. And then as you go down, you'll then place the right elbow and forearm down. Does that make sense? To alternate. So both arms up. Oh, Lori, thank you. As soon as I say her name, she now knows what that's about. Okay, reach with the right arm, left arm goes down. Come up, and then as you go back, you're going to place the left arm down and bring, or the right arm down and bring the left one up. There you go.
It's not so easy to decide.
So you can just take your time again, right? Okay, so just pause right here. I'm going to talk you through it. That's it, Lori. That's it. Okay, there. Feel your right elbow. There you go. Feel that right forearm. There you go. Trust. Feel the shaking's gone now? Okay, now we're going to just a little bit back and a little bit up. And a little bit back and a little bit up. And a little bit back and a little bit up. And rest it. Excellent. Nice, Lori. See, Lori's so figured out. She's doing such a great job. Rest, everybody. Her core's so engaged. You know, she's got a brace on her hand. Ah! Sharon said we don't have to really use the hands, right? So she's really figuring out how to engage the core because it's not about your hands. So now we're going to make it a little harder. Remember, I said we're going to go back and it's going to be a little harder. And that's because you're going to, in a moment, not yet, we're going to rest. So you're going to bring your knees up. I got to make sure your daughter's okay. Are you okay? Yeah, try to keep your legs straight and just rest. So in a lesson, we can go through things, feeling, adjusting, and right. And if you do some of your habitual things to fix it, it ruins the process in a way. So just, yeah, hang, just, and I'll come over and work with you. I'll help you. Okay, so what we're going to do now is you're going to bring your knees actually not only to standing, but you're going to bring them up over your chest. So just kind of like a baby, they're going to hang in your chest and have the knees comfortably wide apart. You're not going to hold them. Just let them hang in, right? Let the lower legs just flop. No work. Just be like a baby. No work. There, you work. You're working. Hands are down next to you. So let's start with the right arm. Bring the right arm up. Right, you're going to reach and you're going to roll to the left a little bit. Come on the left forearm and you're going to side sit. That's it, Corinne. So it's a little different. Yeah. And then you're going to go back down. That's it. And let's just stay with that side. So up and then let these legs there, side sit. And remember, belly forward. So really, really, you really got this. Really reach, get long, because you could eventually come up onto your knees and you could come up to stand, right? Reach, let the trunk come up, and at this point, head, yeah. And look up, there, yeah, there. And now sit back, just draw slowly. Ah, feel how powerful that is, Lori. And then up, ah, let this relax. You don't have to do it here. Let this go. Let this go. That's it. There. There. And then back down, drop. I don't want you following in all your mother's footsteps. And back, drop the pelvis, that's it. And go back. And now try it to the other side. Right, so we won't overdo one side. So bring your right arm down, lift the left arm. And for most of us, we have a sense one side, beautiful, is easier or more familiar, right? So come up, let the legs tilt over to the side and sit. And make sure that the legs are staggered. Yeah.
Wait, I have a torn meniscus and a...
Yeah, no, you still can come over it. Wow. There you go. Look, yes, you can.
Very scary.
I know it's scary. There's a lot of things scary. Okay. So get that forearm in. Yes. Fine. Yes. Okay, and let this go. Oh. And let this leg help. Is this the meniscus leg?
No, this
okay,
one.
So what's going on with this one?
That's the hip.
Yeah, so see if we can, there!
Okay.
Yeah, right. Now we're gonna come, yeah, there!
All right.
And gently back. Look at how this arm relaxed. Yeah, that's it. See, the fear is just ridiculous because what you're doing right now is you're moving, I shouldn't say it that way, you're moving your pelvis over your femurs. That's all you're doing. It has nothing to do with the knee or anything, so it's easy breezy on the hips. You're not asking anything of the hip joints, you're moving your pelvis over it. So that's why it's good in this position to take your time. And then from here, put that elbow, yeah, let's just bring this arm over, and then let's just change your legs. Yeah, yeah, and then get on that forearm. There, this might be a little harder on the knee, but most important for you right now is to feel, oh, my pelvis comes over.
Now, once you're in it,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, wonderful.
So go back and forth, and if you feel like you've done enough, you can rest. Shh. Let her figure it out. There you go. Right, so instead of, so let's take a rest. So what you're gonna do this next time is, some of you are really relying on that elbow, leaning. So we're gonna like really reduce that because that's back to the core. Right? But rest first. Rest is so important. Did you know that your rest is the most important thing of everything? That's where everything kind of rebuilds and right now, this generation is sleep deprived. On average, people are sleeping 20% less than they should be. I don't know about you, but I love to sleep. Okay, let's bring your knees back over your chest. Let's start with the left arm in towards the ceiling. So remember, the knees are apart. They're just loosey-goosey. Your right arm is along your side. But you're not really rolling to your side. I want you to think of more coming straight up, right? The legs do come over to the right. And you lean a little bit on that right arm. Lean the legs over. And back to what we did. Yeah, I'll get out of the way. But I really want you to see if you can come more straight up. Right, instead of leaning and rolling over to the right. And then once you're up, so Lori, can you put your hand, is it hurting to put your hand flat? Mm-mm. No, that hand, yeah. And not back, bring your fingers forward, and now round back. There you go.
Can you do a demo of that? Because you're saying put your legs to the right.
Right, but there's a difference between rolling like this, that's what some of you are doing, and that's rolling. Okay, I want you to do straight. See, I don't need my arms, right? So I can come up here, I can go back, and I can come up here. That's straight. That's not, it's so much harder, because when you get over here, you've collapsed your trunk on one side. And so you, the only option is to push with an extremity. When you stay in the center, or even coming straight up, you're back to your core. Got it? Try it. Got it? Yes? Yes, no, maybe? We're all quiet. How you doing, Lori? Are you getting tired? Yeah, so you guys, it is fun. You probably look at me and go, how does she make it so easy? You know how I make it so easy? Because I've been doing this since I was 20. What a lucky girl I am. Okay, right? So just make it come up light and easy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you're, the more that your core is engaged, the lighter it is. And like I said, no joke. You know, sometimes people go, yeah, you know, she got hit by a semi-truck and almost died to get into this work. Best gift in the world. Because I've been doing this since I was 20. So you can tell it's so instilled in me, right? And that's why it looks so easy. Because I learned it. And I've been doing it ever since. So come up, legs to one side, other side, go back. And then you can do straight into the center. Come up. Both arms to the ceiling. Try that one. Yeah. You're good. That's it. Engage your core. Beautiful. Now push the belly out. That's it. Push that belly at the end. That's where you get really tall and long. Beautiful, Len. She is beautiful on all levels.
I'm just seeing her here, but she is so grateful.
Like, but you know, but see, she's been, Corinne's been coming a long
that's
time.
That's what she said.
Right? It didn't happen overnight.
No.
But see, that, it, but it feels so wonderful, doesn't it? When you can move elegant, like when we watch dancers, and they can do things, and it's like you watch people that are elegant, whether it's any sport, tennis, anything, when you see somebody that really moves beautifully, it's awesome.
What does it mean that I have to grab my legs to come up?
It's that transition.
I know, so how do I?
So, kind of back to, remind me your name.
Madeline,
back to what Madeline is doing, is play with that one zone, right? So you can start where you're at right here and sitting, and even if you just practice going back a little bit, it's the rounding and then the arching. And then each time you go back a little bit more, and then you can play with, oh, maybe I'll lean over here. Maybe I'll lean over here. Maybe I'll bring an arm up, right? I mean, right? The sky's the limit. But play with that. It's that transitional moment, mm-hmm. right? Because you didn't transition. You just stayed in this place. So transition for you is not familiar. And we worked a lot on that in the walking. Remember, that's the ability to swing the leg forward and back.
Is the transition in
the core? Both. No, not your pelvis. It's in your core and your spine. It's not the pelvis. It's, and so that's above the pelvis. The pelvis changes position, but there's not muscles there with the pelvis. The muscles are on the front side in your spine. Good? You guys are exhausted. Okay. Rest on your back. Good lesson? Okay, let's have your arms down by your side, your legs long, checking in to see how you feel. I think you guys did great. This was a great lesson. I think you learned a lot. Maybe too much. We covered a lot of ground today, right? Now, I mean, hopefully, I mean, this work is really potent. There's so much to it, right? There's so much to it. So just feel your breath and your breathing, and then rolling your head to the left and right. And then maybe, just maybe, it might occur to you to use what we just did as a way to come up to sitting and then eventually standing. Maybe that's part of the reason he developed this whole lesson.